Hello to all my friends and podcast land. Welcome to Real Life with Crystal, where we talk personal growth and leadership. I want to thank you each and everyone for joining me today, and welcome each and every one of you again. We are not together in person, but y'all know I say I like to imagine that we are, and we have pulled up to a big round table, so to speak, and we are settled in to talk growth and leadership and just do life together. So today I want to talk about the law of pain. You know, the law of pain says good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. And that is so true. Pain is inevitable in life. I mean, it's going to happen. And let me preface all of this with the fact that I do not in anything that I say, I don't want to insinuate or sound like or give the vibe of or feeling of that I am belittling someone's pain or not acknowledging it or validating it. Or making light of it. I'm not at all. We have all been through painful experiences in life, and we can always find somebody that's been through something worse than we have, or, you know, maybe ours is worse than what someone else thought, you know, and, you know, there was the hard thing that I went through in life, led me to a place that I never thought I would be, to where I am now. And I can't imagine where I would be if I would still be in that situation before the pain happened, the thing that I would never have dreamed of happening, that I did not want to happen, you know. But, you know, the truth about pain and bad experiences is that, you know, every time we go through it, we get to know ourselves a little better because, you know, how are we going to react? We're going to have to face who we are. And what we do with that experience, you know, is going to define who we become. And, you know, everybody has them. No one likes them. No one is going around asking for painful experiences. But painful experiences can completely change the entire trajectory of our life. And, you know, I believe, now I could be wrong, but I believe there are some pains that we go through, probably everybody at some point in life, a pain that will always kind of have a raw spot in our soul, that it's always just, it just kind of hurts. But the difference is if in healing from it and learning from it or moving on from it or staying in that part where it crippled us and crushed us, you know, and a lot of times those things are out of our control. But what do we do with them? But my point being, I think there's always those things that they're always just kind of a sore spot. But that isn't a bad thing. It's only a bad thing if it takes us backwards in life. And I myself personally have some things in my life that I have moved on from and I've healed from, but it's life changes that things aren't the way they were. And whenever I think of it, it just hurts a little bit. But it doesn't cripple me. It actually, you know, causes me to look forward to what, you know, how do I look at this in reference to where I'm in life now? What am I going to do with this? And, you know, just grow from it. So, you know, pain, it's going to prompt us to face who we are. And that is who is going to say, you know, defines who we become. You know, and there's all kinds of pain. You know, think of, you know, call it a pain file, you know, the pain of change. We didn't want that to happen. Or the pain of bad health. You lost what you thought you'd always have. You know, pain of financial loss. If only I could get that back. Maybe it's a bad mistake. We made a bad choice, you know, things we could control. And some pain things we can control and some things we can't, but we can learn from everything. Maybe pain of relationship loss. You know, people go different ways and life, things happen. You know, maybe the pain of responsibility. We've took on something and we did not realize until we actually what it required of us. And it could still be a good thing, positive thing, if it's going to force us to grow. But we go through that, the pain of, oh, wait, I've got to readjust. But through that, we can learn to prioritize and organize in life and rethink what we're doing with our time. So it can be a good thing. I think good can come from almost, dare I say, any pain. But we have pain of disappointment, pain of inexperience, pain of conflict, because we live in a broken world and there's going to be conflict. But what do we do with it? Pain of incompetence, and we failed at something. We thought we failed at something. We couldn't follow through. But all of these things are not the end of our life, so to speak. They do not have to be a negative. They're only going to be a negative if we do not learn from them. And so what do we do with those things? We need to turn our pain into gain. And how do we do that? And I think that one big, big thing is, what is our life stance? And our stance is the way we see things. What is our approach to things? What is our perspective? And that is huge. And again, let me interject something here that I also want to preface this with. There is people that have went through things way worse than I have. Unimaginable things, but we all have our story. We've all went through things. And so I know I speak from experience to know that it's a process to heal from something, to go through those life-crushing pains and maybe things, ones that aren't so hard, but any of them, it's a process. And some of them might be a lifelong process. But I want to interject that also, I don't believe any of these things can happen overnight, but it's, what is our life stance? How are we viewing it? And that's wherein the difference lies. But healing from pain and growing from pain is a process. And if anybody ever tells you, it's not, I personally wouldn't trust what their judgment on things, because pain is healing from pain is a process, like I said, there's some things that we can control and some things we can't. You can be the best person. You can be going through your day and not doing anything wrong, and you run into somebody that just looks like they woke up on the right side of the bed. They look like they hate their life. You walk into a place and maybe somebody that one of the workers looks like they hate their job. Those people just stick out, the ones that hate their job. And I always feel sorry for them. But somebody might, just unload a load of unkind words on you, or treat you rudely, or just be ugly, or people might just be ugly just because. That's usually a reflection of them. And you may have done nothing wrong. Those are the things that we can't control. We can control our reaction and how we let it affect us. And then sometimes maybe we're that person. So we want to make sure we are never that person to somebody else. But we need to choose a positive life stance. Embrace and develop the value of the bad experience. John Maxwell says, in this life, there are winners and there are learners. We're all going to face difficulties, but we're not all going to learn from them. And the winners are the ones that learn from it. And make good changes after learning from the bad experience. Reflect. I talk about that all the time, is to reflect. Okay, what happened? What did I do? What could I have done different? What was out of my control? And change those things that are within your control and release the rest. Let it go. And, even if just let it go, I promise you it is worth it. It's like the saying goes, or actually just a thought that, really a sign of strength or maturity is when you do not have to feel like you have to justify yourself to somebody. When you can be content with somebody not knowing the whole story. And, that's, again, if it's out of our control, if we hear somebody have said something, our first defense is, our first response is to want to defend ourselves. But sometimes it's not necessary, because some people don't want to hear that. We can tell them that, and they're not going to hear that, So control what we can control and learn from it. And take responsibility, which I covered, That is, what did I do? What can I do? What should I have done different? And learn from it and move forward, because, life is filled with good and bad. And it's going to happen. But again, what are we going to do with it? And so we need to turn our pain into gain. John says experience, people say experience is the best teacher. Experience is not the best teacher. Experience is only the best teacher if we learn from it. So choose a positive life stance. That's our frame of reference. What's our attitude, our assumptions, our expectations of people? How do we view think people? Are we looking for the negative? Are we looking for the bad? Are we feeling like woe is me and poor me? Everybody's out to get me and just seeing the negative? Because if that's your life stance, your life is going to be miserable. You're not going to learn from your pain experiences. You're going to have the victim mentality rather than the victor mentality. We want that positive life stance, and I'm not talking positive rainbows and butterflies and life is perfect. I'm talking about, again, taking responsibility for our actions, controlling what we can, and trying to find the best in the situation and learn from it. I think the best thing is to have the stance of learning from it. What can I learn from this? And then move forward that way develop. It gives us a chance to embrace and develop our creativity. You get the end of, what are you going to do with this? How am I going to, what can I do to grow from this experience? And you allow your mind to really think in, life, the saying goes, life begins at the end of our comfort zone. Well, also growth begins at the line of here's the pain. What are we going to do with it? And so think, there's a story. John tells a story about this man that he was a chicken farmer, and every season his land would flood every spring, and he didn't want to give up his farm and move, but the water would back up and it would flood his chicken coops, and it was a struggle to get his chickens to higher ground, and it just sometimes he couldn't move fast enough and he would lose a lot of them, and it was just a real mess. And so he finally told his wife, I've had it. I can't afford to buy another place. I can't sell this one. I don't know what to do. His wife replied, buy ducks. Now, how's that? I mean, come on. buy ducks. They're, being creative, having that positive stance, thinking outside of woe is me. And then, like I said, embrace the value of it. There's growth and make the changes and take the responsibility. It is impossible to grow in any significant way when we don't take responsibility for ourselves and our life. It is. I have seen, we probably all know, grown men and women that have not taken responsibility for their life. Everything is always everybody else's fault. Everything, literally. It's like that's their, that's where their mind jumps to. They don't even think, what did I do? They immediately think to somebody else. And people like that can find a way to blame everybody else for every single thing that happens. And those people are miserable people. Those are the people don't even have the conversation with. Don't try to convince them, don't, because they've got that life stance of woe is me, that victim mentality and, oh, why me? And they wallow in self-pity and, oh, life is just, everybody's out to get me. And, so have that life stance of what can I learn from this? And I know I've repeated myself numerous times, but I cannot say how important it is. What can I learn from this? What is in my control and what is not, and what do I need to take responsibility for? And that is those things that we can control. No matter what we have gone through in life or what you're currently going through, you have the opportunity to grow from it. It's often difficult to see that in the middle of the pain, but it's there. And again, it's a process. So also extend yourself grace. Don't beat yourself up. Extend yourself grace, but have that forward, facing that, imagine that you're just looking forward, perspective and applying these things, and then give yourself time. But as long as you're moving forward, you're going to grow from it. It is a guarantee. I think I can dare say that you will learn from it, Some steps that you can go through, and John talks about this in his book of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Define the problem, and again, that's we talked about that. What happened? What did I con could I control? And then and understand your emotion to it, and again, that's a process. No, how did I respond to this? And identify, well, what do I want to do? What's the change I want to get from this? And then really think into different pathways. Let your creativity go of, okay, what different ways can I go with this or learn from it? And talk to others. Talk to those trusted people that hopefully your inner circle that is encouraging to you and wants to help you grow and sees the good in you and can tell you the constructive criticism, so to speak, and really tell you those things that will move you forward. And then take steps and implement a course of action. Personal change requires action. We have to take responsibility and take action. So, we only touched the surface of the law of pain. We could talk all day on all of these. But I'm gonna leave you with that challenge today of what are you doing with the pain in your life, or what have you done with it? And what is your life stance? Is it positive moving forward, or woe is me? And we've all been at all these different places. And so hopefully this has challenged you. Make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss any of these episodes, whatever platform you're listening on. And please share in case you have friends or colleagues looking for this type of content. And again, I want to thank you for joining me. I'm here to do life with y'all and grow with y'all. And I always enjoy this time of us imagining that we have pulled up to the table. So, till next time, my friends, be well.